Now, paragraph Chof Ches, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a very interesting discussion now. The Gemara says that when a Jew causes bodily harm or financial damage to another person, there are five kinds of payments that have to be made. Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, Boishes. And the Gemara explains what these are all for on a pshat level. Rav Nosson Zal, who had explained to us, he showed us till now, how when two yidden get into a fight and somebody hits somebody or causes financial damage, he's being plagued in all the different items that Rabbeinu Zal listed in this chapter on the Likutei Moran, Pegam Emunah, Pegam HaMishpot, Pegam HaBris, a whole list of things. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show how those five kinds of payments correspond to the five areas that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in that Torah on the Likutei Moran. V'al kein chayev hachoyve l'shalem chamisha dvorim. This is why a person who causes harm, bodily harm to another yid, has to pay five categories of payment. Shehem nezek v'tzar v'ripoy v'sheves u'boishes. Hakoil b'shvil l'sakenai de'amomoin shemeshalem kola b'chinas analam v'rom batayronal shekulam b'chinas tikken emuna. The purpose of these five payments is going to be to correct all the areas that have been messed up, which are all under this umbrella term of tikken emuna, that Rabbeinu Zal described in that chapter on Likutei Moran. And watch him explain them now. Nezek means the fact that this person whose arm you broke, if he were to be sold as a slave with a healthy arm and with a broken arm, and the difference in price is $1,000, that's nezek. That's the payment of nezek. Tsar is the pain that the person experienced while you broke his arm. And the way they calculate that is based on how much a person would be willing to pay to have himself put to sleep while you're breaking his arm versus the fact that you didn't put it. He had it done to him while he was awake. Ripoy is doctor bills. Sheves is unemployment. Boishes is the embarrassment that he underwent and the fact that this was done in front of people or the embarrassment that he has walking around with his arm in a sling, being half a person in a sense. Depends hakol lefi hamavayish v'hamizbayish. It's a whole discussion. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains nezek ze bechinas hatikun lahapegam shepogam bebechinas hamshochas ruchni yisalekus l'tarzim sumin shehu hascholas tikun emuna kemuvan shom. Rabbeinu Zal explained in that chapter Likutei Moran that a Jew who wants to fix, if a Jew feels a weakness in emuna and he wants to improve in it, one of the things that he needs to be able to do is to be able to draw ruchnius into tzimtzum, to package it. We know that ruchnius on its own is a concept of something that's infinite, ein soif. When a person brings a child into the world, let's say, you're taking an neshama, which is a dover ruchni, boundless, limitless, and you're bringing it into a tzimtzum, into a guf, putting it into a body. Or when a person takes knowledge of Torah, which is something that's ein soif, the pasuk says, rechova me'eretz mido, and puts it, packages it, and presents it to someone in a way that they can understand it, these are some examples of what Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there of hamshochas ruchni yisalakus l'toich tzimtzum, which is part of the process of tikkun ho'emuna. Now Rabbeinu Zal says that the nezek payment is a tikkun for this item. Ki nezek mishalem bad hoever shechisa mimenu. The payment of nezek is directed at the organ of the body that the person was damaged in. Kemoish yekosuv, as it says in the Chumash, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. And the Gemara learns out that it doesn't mean we take out his eye, it means he's got to pay the value of the eye. Ukvar mavur, and we have already explained earlier, shepigam hachabolo shechiser oigoro mimenu koyach ezeiver zebchinas shesile koruach hachayim meoisei chelik haguf. We've learned earlier that the Gemara says in Hilch, when it comes to Shabbos, that if a Jew breaks someone else's arm on Shabbos, the Gemara says, what are you chayiv for? The Gemara says, netilas neshama. What do you mean? It says, I didn't kill him, he's alive, just his arm is broken. The Gemara says, yes. Netilas neshama sheba'oisei ever. You took out, by breaking his arm, by making his arm useless, it's as if the neshama left from the arm. which is the opposite of Hamshochas Ruchni Yisalakus L'tach Tzimtzum. The neshama is Ruchni, the arm is Gashmi. By forcing the neshama to exit from the arm, you reverse this process. Rabbi Nezalat said that Tikkun Emunah is Hamshochas Ruchni Yisalakus L'tach Tzimtzum. You just did the opposite. You destroyed Emunah. Shehifrid Bechinas Ruchni Yisalakus Shehu HaRuach HaChayim Mei Oysoi Hoever Shehu Bechinas Tzimtzum Kanal. Sheze hepech hatikun shel hamshochas ruach nisalakos. That's the opposite of that. U'bishvil zeh mishalim nezek. Therefore, you have to correct that. A tikun has to be made for that process. Tsar, Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in the Gut Emran that when a person feels himself weak in emunah, he has to be able to draw certain waters, mayim amukin, which those waters are what nurture the emunah. And Rabbeinu Zal explained it over there. And Rabbeinu Zal explained, how do you get to those deep waters? By screaming. There's a concept of mi ma'amakim kirosicho Hashem. When a person cries out, a tzakas halev, there's a certain crying out Hashem from the depths of your heart, where the Torah calls that mi ma'amakim. That's something that reaches down to a very deep place. And Rabbeinu Zal says that's what can activate those deep waters flowing that the person needs to be able to nourish his emunah that's become weak. Tsar, the payment for tsar pain, bechinas hatikun lesakin bechinas tsakas hakoilos. That's associated with that screaming that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there. Shetzrichim litzoik mi ma'amakim. Lachtor hamayim amukim etzo shemehem gedelo emuna kama shekosim shom. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that you need a tzaoka to reach down to those waters, those deep waters, which give a person etzo and which restore his emuna. And we know that tsar, pain, usually you have the concept of screaming in pain. That's the expression. U'bishvil zeh tzorech l'shalim tsar. Ki tsar ze bechinas koilois utzokois mealev meigoidel tsaroi umetsukosoi keivoi. Bechinas minameitzar korosiko. Or bechinas vayitzaku el Hashem mimetsukoi seim. When a person finds himself in a mitzuka, he screams. Ubishvil ze tzrichen l'shalim tsar. That's what the payment of tsar corresponds to. It corresponds to that issue that Rabbeinu Zal discusses there of tikkun emunah, which requires screaming from the depths of one's heart. So again, when a Jew caused tsar to another Jew for nothing, he harmed that person's emunah in a sense. Ripui, medical bills, zebechinas tikkun hoetzo, shemishom gedelo emunah, shemishom ikur harfuah, kimay shekosov shom. Ripui, the payment of ripui, corresponds to tikkun hoetzo, which nourishes the emunah, and the emunah is the source of refuah, the concept of refuah. Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki kol harefuois heim bebechinas tikkun hoetzois. Because the whole concept of a person being healed or cured is associated with sound advice. Kemuvan bekavonois matzmiach yeshuois boire refuois. The Arizal takes the paragraph Le'el Baruch Nimoy Siteno that we say Kiul Avadoi Moran VeKodosh Poel Gevurois Oisech Hadoshois Baal Melchomois Zorei Atzdokois Matzmiach Yeshuois Boirei Refuois Noiros Sehilois Adoina Neflois. There, in that paragraph in the Tefillah right before the Kriya Shema, we mention these eight attributes of Hashem, and the Arizal ties those eight into the Midos of Hashem. And he shows that Matzmiach Yeshuois and Boirei Refuois correspond to Netzach and Hoid, those two Midos of Hashem, Kimavur B'Ksavim, as is found in the writings of the Arizal, V'Netzach V'Hoid Heim B'Chinas Raglin. We know that Netzach and Hoid, Kaviyochel, correspond to the feet of Hashem, B'Chinas Eitzois, Kiyodua, which is the source, the concept of advice. How do we know that it's advice? There's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal quotes many times. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, V'chol ho'om asher beraglecha. You and the entire nation of Klal Yisrael, which is at your feet. And the Gemara says, Ha'hoilchem achar atzoscha. What does it mean they're at your feet? They follow your direction. They follow in your footsteps. You're the one that advises them. Ha'hoilchem achar atzoscha. By following your advice, they're following in your footsteps. That's the expression. So we see that Netzach and Hoid are the source of Eitzah, and they are also tied into Refuah, Boire Refuahs. Those two terms. So Rav Nosson Zal says, so we see that Rabbeinu Zal had said that one of the things that a person needs most to restore his emunah is this concept of Eitzos. There's a pasuk, Eitzos Meirochoik Emunah Uman. Rabbeinu Zal quotes that pasuk over there. That Eitzah is the tikkun for fallen emunah. So now Rav Nosson Zal is showing that Eitzah is tied into Refuah. Ripui, the payment of Refuah, corresponds to that union of Eitzah. Sheves, Zebechinas, Tikkun Agaiva. The payment of Sheves, unemployment, is a concept of Tikkun Agaiva. Hamavur Shom, which is explained over there in the Likutei Moran, which is one of the things that a person has to correct in order to be Mashlim his emunah. Shehu Tikkun Pigam Taivas Niyuf. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that Gaiva and Niyuf go together. There's a pasuk, Eishes Ish Nefesh Yikoro Hi Totsud. That a married woman, who does she trap? As an illicit woman, who does she trap? Nefesh Yikoro. A person who thinks highly of himself. A person who thinks, who keeps himself, wears expensive clothing, flashy, all of those kind of things. Kamo Shekoso Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, Lochein korosi lozois rahav. I have called them rahav. Rahav means bloated, gasruach. A person who's a big shot, heim sheves. They are zero. Sheves means like unemployed. They do nothing. They do zero. They're walking around like big shots, and they're people who have accomplished zero. So we see that sheves, the term sheves, is associated with Rahav, Balei Gaiva. Sheves is the tikkun for that pigam of Gaiva. V'ze b'chinas toiv lo sheves al pinas gag mei eishes medonim. Better to sit at the edge of a roof than get involved with bad women. Eishes medonim. So we see again, sheves is the tikkun for pigam and niyuf. Hainu tikkun pigam taivas niyuf. So the sheves payment is associated with that. Boishes. Ze bechinas ikar shleimus gemar atikun shu gemar atikun pegam niyuf shu pegam hamikrois haboa mikol bechinas mvorim shom. In that chapter, Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows how one of the ways that this pegam emuna will reflect itself in a person is chas v'shalom mikre laila, which is a form of pegam abris, a very serious form of pegam abris. V'ho ikar alidei pegam hamishpot. And Rabbeinu Zal there associates that with pigam hamishpot, injustices. Kemoy shekosov shom, as is written over there in Likutei Moran. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how boishes is related to those things. Ki ein boishes ele b'mokom arayim. The Gemara says, where is their shame? A person isn't ashamed if their hand is showing, if their face is showing. Person is ashamed if their mokoim erva is uncovered. That's where there's shame. When we want to embarrass the soita, we uncover her hair. Because seor be'isha erva, the hair of a married woman is considered erva, and so on and so forth. So the concept of busha, boshes, is associated with erva, pegama bris. Ki kol ha-pegomim va-kilkulam o'ele tluim ze boze. Because now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes, because you see all five of these are interconnected. V'chulam heim bechinas pegam emuna. And they're all under this one big umbrella term called pegam emuna. V'ho ikar nimshach ha'idei riboy ha-machloikes v'amirivos. And what causes all of this, what initiates all of this, is when there's machloikes among Jews, when there's fights. Shemehem kol ha-chabolos v'akos. Which is what results in people beating each other up, or breaking the other one's window, or slashing the other one's tires. Shehem hepech ha-sholoim, which is the opposite of peace. Shaydei ze poigmin mo'oi, betikin ha-yeshivois ha-gdoishois, ha-marbim sholoim bo'lam. Where any Jew that's involved in machlekes is causing a defect in those yeshivas, the pure yeshivas in the world, where their mission is learning Torah, for what purpose? Marbim sholoim bo'lam, to increase the world peace. As the Pasuk says, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Boilam. The whole purpose of a yeshiva is to increase the peace. Ki Iker Tikkun HaYeshiva Yidei HaSholem. We learned earlier that the main foundation of a proper yeshiva is only based on the fact that everybody's functioning peacefully. The Talmidim, the Rebbe's, That's what makes it possible to take in more Talmidim. If you have a situation in a yeshiva where there's a lack of cohesive, where the people that are there aren't getting along with each other, how are you going to bring in new people? How are you going to bring new people into such a situation? Because Rabbi Nezal says in Likud Imran that when there's Sholoim, it's possible to bring the entire, to be Mekar of the whole world, Tashem. Afilu Umo Yisoylam, even nations of the world. Look at the story of Purim. It says over there, V'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyahadim. Many people were converting at the time, and the Megillah ends with the words, V'doiver Sholoim l'chol zaroi. That Mordechai HaTzadik was accomplishing and spreading peace, tremendous Sholoim. To the extent that there was a Sholoim, it was reasonable that V'rabim me'ame ho'oretz misyahadim, they could be Mekar of all kinds of people. Or the case of Har Sinai, where Yisroel became a Kuruv. Why? Because Vayichan Shom Yisroel Neged Ohor, Ke'ish Echod Balev Echod. There was peace among those 600,000 Jews. They were even able to be Makar of the Pope. Yisroel was Koye Midyon. He had worshipped every idol. Even he could become a Kuruv because there was such a Shalom at the time. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take Shalom and plug it into every one of these points we just covered. He's going to show you how Sholoim is taken Pegam Taibasniyev, Pegam Emuna, Gaiva, all of these things. He's going to show you how Sholoim is the opposite of it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Tikkun Hu Emuna Tluya B'Sholoim, Kemo Shekosuv L'mala. Because the Tikkun Hu Emuna is dependent on Sholoim, as we said earlier. Those yeshivas which are promoting the Limud of Emuna, the yeshiva can only function if there's Sholoim there. V'chein tikun hamshochas ruchnius elikus l'tech tzimtzumim ze bechinas Sholoim. And so too, the ability to take ruchnius and bring it into a tzimtzum is also dependent on Sholoim. Ki ikar ha-Sholoim l'chaber shnei hafochim. Because the main concept of Sholoim is the ability to unite two opposites. That's the highest level of Sholoim, is when you can take two people who are as different from each other as possible, and yet they're at peace with each other. That's the epitome of Sholoim. Shiz, I'm sorry? Husband and wife, exactly. That's an example of it. Shezeh bechinas chibur hamshochas ruchnius alikus imatzimtzum. That's the concept of taking ruchnius, spirituality, and bringing it into a tzimtzum. Sheheim shnei hafochim horechokim zemi zemoi. Those are the two furthest things apart you can get from each other. Because tzimtzum generally applies to gashmius, or something for, you know. V'Hashem nosan chokhma b'leiv ha-tzadik ha-yemes l'chabrom yachad. Hashem has given me true tzadikim, the wisdom of knowing how to bring these two together. Sukkah, how to take a physical item, this thing with the straw, and draw the shechinin, ha-poyrei sukkah, the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem gave Bezalel and Ohaliyah of Moshe Rabbeinu the wisdom to be able to take these tzimtzumim, this box that's exactly 32 amos tall, and it has a ramp that looks exactly like this, and this becomes the Mizbeach. This becomes a place where you can draw the Shekhinah onto it, and you can have all kinds of kapora and everything coming through that item. Shezeh Iker HaSholoim. This is one of the greatest manifestations of Sholoim when you're drawing Ruchnius into Tzimtzum. By the way, you mentioned husband and wife. It's brought that Hashem's name Yud Kei Vov Kei represents Zohar Kavyachol. And the name of Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the name that symbolizes the Shechina. Kaviyochel, as if we could say the bride of Hashem, Klal Yisrael. The Arizal shows that the sukkah is the mitzvah that's called Sholoim. Hapoirei sukkas Sholoim, olein about Klal Yisrael, right? The Arizal says, actually I think it's Reb Shimshon Shapolya brings it, but I think he brings it from the Arizal, that if you take a look at the word sukkah, you have the letters Samach Hei on the outside, which is Bigimatria, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and you have Chof Vov on the inside, which is Bigimatria of Yud Kei Vov Kei. So that this Sukkah, which is the symbol of Sholoim, Sukkah's Sholoim, because Sukkah makes peace between Yud Kei Vov Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now he says, if you take these two names of Hashem and line them up side by side, Yud and Aleph, He and Vav, Yud times Aleph is 10, He, the second letter of each, He times Dalet is 20, gives you 30 already, Vav times Nun, 6 times 50 is 300, 330, and He times Yud, 5 times 10 is 50, gives you 380, which is bigimatria, the word shalom, with the four letters. Shin Lamed Vav Mem is 376, with the four letters is 380 exactly. That this is the concept as to why this mitzvah, this concept of sukkah, is the yisoid of shalom. This represents the singing of shalom. And again, we're saying it's the concept of taking ruchnias alikus and bringing it into a tzimtzum. Yud Kei Vav Kei is purely spiritual. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is already a tzimtzum because Yud Kei Vav Kei we're not allowed to say in this world. You have no reshus to pronounce Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The only way we're allowed to say it in this world, the tzimtzum, the package that Hashem has allowed us to put His name Yud Kei Vav Kei into is a package, a covering called Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That's the cover. We're allowed to say that, even though we know that's not Hashem's real name. In that is hidden Yud Kei Vav Kei. You follow? That's this Ruchnius Elikus. That's this showing between Ruchnius Elikus into a tzimtzum. Next, V'chein Tikin Ho'etzo Zebechina Sholoim. Now Rav Nosson Zal shows how the concept of a person coming to the right advice of what to do in a situation, that's also a concept of coming to peace. Because when a person is unsure of what to do, he's got a choice, he's got a crossroads. Do I go right or left? In Hebrew it's called divided. His Eitzah is divided. He's not sure, right? There's a split, and he doesn't know which way to go. His heart is divided. He can't make the decision, do this or do that. And when Hashem gives the person a clear direction, a clear Eitzah, suddenly there's no more split, there's no more two possibilities. Suddenly I've ruled out one possibility. There's only one path in front of me. There's an achdus. Before that, there was a pirud. I didn't know whether to go this way or that way. Suddenly it became echon. Shenis achid chalukoi soetza shibaliboi v'nigmar loy eitza achas amitis v'nase sholoim ba'atzomov b'chinas atzas sholoim. As the pasuk refers to eitza as a concept of peace. So Rav Nosson Zal is taking us now on a tour through this Torah on Likutei Moran, and he's going to hit each one of the points Rabbeinu Zal mentioned. Emuna, Ruchnius Elikus, Tach Tzimtzum, Eitzah, Tikkun HaBris, Taivas Niyuf, and show how Sholoim is the perfection of each one of those items. V'chein Tikkun HaGerim. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was the center of Eitzah Toivo. You had the Sanhedrin there, which were giving forth all the good sound advice, because it's the center of Sholoim. V'chein Tikkun HaGerim, Shehu Tikkun HaGaiva, Shemehem Boim HaMazikei Alma, Shem HaManhigim Shel Sheker. This is one major area that Rabbeinu Zal discussed in that chapter in the Likutei Moran about being the Makar of Gerim. However, the Gemara says that when Gerim come to Klal Yisrael, they bring a Gaiva. They bring a Gaiva to Klal Yisrael. And what happens to that Gaiva is it affects people who don't deserve to be leaders of Klal Yisrael, and they put themselves up as leaders. Where do they get the audacity to do it? That Gaiva comes from this Kovoy that's brought into Klal Yisrael when Gerim come and join. And that ends up resulting in the source of shaded mazikim, all kinds of mazikim.
Why?
Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in the Qur'an, the Gemara says, Kosher Gerim Ki Yisrael Ki Sapachas. That's the statement from the Gemara. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Qur'an, I don't remember it by heart, showing how that's the item that they, because it says, Hovu Lashem Mishpachoy Samim, Hovu Lashem Kovoy Voiz. Come to Hashem, nations of the world, come to Hashem, honor and strength. So that when Gerim comes, it brings kavod. But there's a negative aspect to it that manifests itself in this gaiva, which these mefursonim shel sheker pick up on, and they take it and they use that to put themselves up and, you know, present themselves as leaders when they don't really deserve to be leaders. Hey, Torah Hey, in the same chapter still. This is a whole paragraph there that explains this. Ze bevadai tikken ha-sholoim. Rav Nosson Zal says this item for sure is related to sholoim. Ki kol ha-machloikis al yidei ha-gaivo haro. Because the whole concept of machloikis among Yidden or among anybody is based on arrogance. Al yidei shekol echot chofetz bekovoid machmas geyusoy. The fact that each person is concerned about their kavod. I've been slighted. I'm insulted, and therefore I'm angry at this person, and therefore this person, I'll have nothing to do with this person, that kind of thing. Umiskane bechaveroi, it's... Shemishon kol hamachloikos, shemihem kol akilkulim. That's the root of all kinds of machloikos, and that's the root of all kinds of mess. This is what's causing this extra long golos that we're in now. It's all sinas chinam, which is a result of gaiva that leads to machloikis. Alkein, therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says now, Iker hatikken hu sholem. The main tikken for that gaiva is sholem. When people are at peace with each other, then there's no gaiva. I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, he quoted from the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov says that when you have two Yidden, and each one of the Yidden is willing to treat the other one as an equal, he's not looking to be bigger than the other one at all, that forms the name of Hashem. The way we write Hashem's name in a Siddur is two Yuds, side by side, two Yidalech, two Yidden that are the same height, side by side with each other. Whereas, if a Yid wants to be on top of the other one, if one Jew wants to be on top of the other one, that makes Soif Pasuk. When you want to write the end of a sentence, it's a colon, what we call a colon in English, a Yud on top of a Yud. That's the end of the world. Soif Pasuk means end of the world. The end of the world is when one Yid thinks he's bigger than the other one, he wants to be Mizgoya, that causes Machloikis, Sinaschinim, Chorben, Beis HaMikdash, the end of the world. V'chein tikun taivas niu fubechinas sholoim. And so too, the concept of being pure in items of tikun abris is also an issue of sholoim. Bechinas bris sholoim. We find in the Chumash, it refers to this item of bris, it's called, it says by Pinchas, hineni noisein loy es brisi sholoim. It's called peace. Ki pegam abris ze bechinas machloikis. Bechinas loy zocho kenegdoi. Pigama bris means when a person is in a state of machloikis, because it says, zocho nasis loyezer. If a Jew is zocher, then the woman becomes an assistant to him. She becomes one with him. Loy zocho, if a Jew is not zocher, which means pigama bris, kenegdoi. She opposes him. Who is the she? The she could either be his own wife, or the she could be taivas niyath. In any form, it's attacking him. It's battling against him. This taiva opposes him and drives him out of his mind. Because when there is tikkun habris, the highest form of tikkun habris is marriage, a pure marriage, which means a oneness, a peace between husband and wife. Which results in producing children, umarbim Yisrael am kodesh olam, and they increase the number of Yidden in the world. Sheze ikar hasholim, which is the concept of bringing peace to the world. The more Jewish children that are being born, the more sholim is being brought to the world. Kemay shekosav, as we say, urei vonim levonecha sholim al Yisrael. What's the sholim? The sholem is that tikkun abris, when husband and wife are living together in peace, and that's bringing children to her, that's the increase of sholem in the world. Whereas, when a Jew doesn't want kiddusha, he's not looking for a wife in a kosher way, but rather he's looking for the taivas notion, that kind of thing. And especially if a Jew allows himself to think bad thoughts, to think thoughts about women that he's not allowed to be thinking about, Poigem Ma'oid Ba'achdus Ubisholim Kiyadua. That's considered a tremendous pegam in Echod, in Hashem, and in this concept of Sholem. The Alkein, so now Rav Nosson Zalf, now he summarizes. The Alkein Be'emes Kol HaKilkulim Tlim Zebozer. Therefore you see that all of these problems that are discussed there are all interconnected. The Alkein Koshem Oida Tikkun. Therefore it's the Tikkun is Diba. You're not dealing with being the sack in one item. It's a 10-car train and one thing is schlepping the other. It's all interconnected. Vaideze Arichas HaGolus Becholius Ubeprotius. And this is what's causing the long Golus that Klal Yisrael is going through and that each individual Jew is going through inside of himself. Golus hanefesh, hamar shel kol echad echad, the golus that each individual Jewish neshama is experiencing within its own mud, within its own sins. Ki machmas shepogam bebrisoi, because of the fact that a Jew has committed pegam abris, befrat b'neurov, especially when he was a teenager, especially during those years, ki kimat einim tzonoki mechatas nurim, because Rav Nosson Zalf is right, it's just about impossible to find a Jewish boy who has kept himself pure, who has been strong in not thinking any bad thoughts, not doing anything wrong at all with girls, with women. Ushchiach harbe, shekilkalu harbe moid moid. And there are many, many Jews, Rahman al-Islam, who have caused tremendous damage and destruction to their neshama because of this. Kasher hem yoidim benafsham, as they themselves know, each one knows himself, privately, what's gone on. And there are many where even it's become publicized. People found out that they were involved with girls or with women, that kind of thing, in an unkosher way. This is what makes those people, by nature, hard to be at peace with the world, peace with people. Because we said before that Pegam HaBris is synonymous with lack of shalom. Vaydezeh Mizgaber HaSheker. And that causes sheker to grow inside them and inside the world. Shemishom kol hamachloikis alidei hamazike alma umishom kol berburi amurachmatzam. That's what's causing this whole mess. The whole mess is being caused by the fact that there are very few yidden who were zoche to tikkun abris in general, especially at the young age when the test is most difficult. And as a result of the gam abris, they've messed up their shoal, their concept of shoalim. And therefore, it's so hard for them to be at peace with other people, or certainly at peace with Hashem, with tzaddikim. The Alkein, and therefore, Rav Nosson Zalf says, Horoitzel bochus al atzmoi, any Jew who wants to take pity on himself, tzorich lahamshich es atzmoi el ha-shoalim b'chol koichoi, has to do everything he possibly can to draw himself to shoalim. She'al kol ponim lo yehu b'chlal ha-cholkim ha-mecharchem riv. At least, he should not be from those kind of people who instigate machlekes, who look to rile people. Oh, you see that guy? You know what he said? You know what he did to you? You know that people who look to stir up machlekes, whether it be in a community, in a shul, in a house, wherever it is. V'yitzoik mi ma'amaki me'oimek pnimis lavovoi, and he has to scream from the super depths of his heart to Hashem, she'yochois Hashem olov, that Hashem should take pity on him, v'yoireyu eitzo shleimo, and that Hashem should give him eitzo. We said before that when the shalom is messed up and there's no eitzo, then a person has to scream and beg Hashem that Hashem should give him eitzo, to show him which yeshiva to go to, which parnosa to have, which girl to marry, each one in his own item, to be zoche to eitzo toivo. V'oz yuchal lehistaken afiluim hu kamo shehu. And if a person will be zoche to eitzo, if a person will be zoche to stay away from machloikis, not to get into any fights, not to talk bad about anybody else, not to do that kind of thing, and to cry out Hashem from the depths of his hearts, then he'll be zeche to a tikkun, no matter how much wrong he's done, no matter where he's fallen to. Now Rav Nosson Zalf zeroes in on the item in Shulchan Aruch that we're dealing with. The ikar hasholoim toli b'momoim. One of the main areas where a person has to be strong in making peace and in being at peace with people is when it comes to money. Shevoyia roidei fachra momoim. He shouldn't be from those people who are chasing after money, where the most important item in their lives is money, and no matter who they have to step on to get it, or walk around, or make enemies along the way, you have to explain and read books about people who rose to high positions within companies, this, that. How did he do it? Naturally, he made all kinds of enemies along the way, but that was part of the process. sometimes that redifa for mamon in a wrong kind of way makes enemies, causes machlokes. And if that's the case, it's not worth it. Chase it a little less. Run after a little less. Step on a few less people. V'al kol ponim she'izoher ma'oid miliga b'momin chaveroi. At least the minimum yashrus is for a Jew to be careful never, ever to chas v'shalom touch someone else's money. Never to touch another yid's money. V'lo yikanei b'chaveroi. Not to be jealous of what another person has. Another person gets a gift, so not to feel jealous. Why didn't I get it? Well, how come that person has more than me? Ki roiv ha-machlekes v'ha-marivois hem aidei ha-momoin v'ha-parnoso. Because unfortunately, the majority of machlekes in Klal Yisrael comes from things related to money and parnoso. Ki ha-momoin v'ha-parnoso sh'roshay nimshach mebchinas ha-mshochas ruchnias l'kuz l'toch tzimtzumim sh'zei ikra sholim sh'nishom ha-parnoso v'ha-mon mikdusha. We learned before, Rabbi Nizal had showed in that chapter on Likud Imran that one of the main things that generates parnoso or that generates money is when you're able to draw ruchnius into tzimtzum. That helps to generate parnoso. And we said before that that's one of the main examples of sholim, ruchnius into tzimtzum. Shehu bechinas sholim. Kemay shekosuv, hasom givuleich sholim chelev chitim yasbiech. There's a pasuk that says that when Hashem will put peace within your boundaries, then you'll be nourished from the fat of the wheat, meaning you'll be rich. You'll have a lot of parnasa. When? When there's shalom. And the Gemara says, one machlokes is doiche mea parnasas. It pushes away 100 parnasas. V'yalkein shom hisgarus ha-sitrachra lasis machlokes. This is why the way the Yetzirah works hardest when it comes to money matters, to get Jews into conflict, into disagreements, and to start machlokes. Because he knows that just like the main tikkun of parnosa dikdusha and momen dikdusha is dependent on sholim, he knows if he'll get the people into an argument, this person will fire that, he'll get fired, he'll lose a job, there'll be all kinds of, everybody will lose out on it. The alkein, tikkun shel zeh hachoivo b'chaveroi, shezehu ribui oitzma machlokes, shaydeze pogam b'chol b'chinesan al, shembechines tikkun emuna, shembechines shol kanal, therefore, the tikkun, when Jews get into a fight and one hurts the other one, which is pigam emuna, which is pigam sholim, all of these things, al kein kol tikkunei aydei shalim momoin lahanechbal bad kol ha-hidvorm kanal. This is why the Gemara says, how do you fix it? Not by going to the mikveh. The person would say, what's wrong? Why? We know in Yiddishkeit there's all kinds of tikkunim. How come when I break somebody's arm, how come it can't be that I go to the mikvah? Or I go to kivrei tzaddikim? How come the Gemara says money? The answer is, based on what we learned here, you understand why it has to be bedafka money. Shaydezeh yamshich sholem. By making those five payments, which hit those five areas, nezek, tzar, ripo, sheves, boishes, which we showed were all tied into the singing of sholem, they were all inyan of tikkunim of sholim, shehu ikar tikkun of emuna. We said sholim is the main tikkun of emuna. Shaydezeh yisakein kol hanal. That'll give the person the ability to fix all the areas that he messed up in. Now comes the punchline. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that after a person has made all of these five payments, he ain't finished yet. V'alkein b'emesom razal afal pi shenoisem loy. The Gemara says the sin is not erased until you apologize. What do you mean, apologize? I have to pay him $12,000 and employ unemployment, and I got to apologize too? Yeah, the Gemara says until you make peace with him, all the money in the world isn't going to buy anything for you. Kimavur b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah over there. Ki ikar gmar hatikun hu hapius. Because you have to understand what you're trying to accomplish. The whole tikkun here is to bring it back to a place of sholem. And again, that depends on that pius, with all the payments. Sheze ikar hatikun kanal. Hashem yizborach yishpois sholem amiti al kol amo Yisrael, v'yistakein hakoil b'mheiro b'yameinu omen ken yirotzun. Rav Nosson Zal adds a bracha here that Hashem should bestow peace on all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be zochet to see a tikkun for everything. Note, halacha hey, Rav Nosson Zal, when he wrote Likutei Halachos originally, it was passes that he was making on the Shulchan Aruch. Halacha aleph is his first pass through all four sections of Shulchan Aruch that he did, you know, at that age 25, 30.
Halacha Beis is a second pass. Halacha, this pass is when he was involved in the machlokes with the Savrano, when the Savrano were making all kinds of machlokes against Breslov. They were getting people fired from jobs and all the people who read the story, all of what went on at that time. That's why you'll find often in Halacha Hey throughout the Kotei Halachos, the topic of machlokes comes up, and Rav Nosson writes about what a horrible thing it is and what kind of damage it causes, because that's what he was living through at the time. And anything he was going through, he wanted to tie it to Torah. So he was dealing with this chapter in the Kotei Halachos, with this topic, right away he tied it to this item. You know, always connecting it to this item. Baruch Hashem. Ois Chof Tes. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Chanukah. Shehu b'chinas Chanukas Habayis. Dahainu Chanukas Habayis HaMikdosh. Shehu b'chinas Kiddushas Haboti Yeshivois. Sheoiskem bohem b'zgalas Chidushei Torah. Hamevim l'day Maisim Toivim u'lokim HaTorah. Chanukah is a holiday where we celebrate the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was given a whole brand new start. The Greeks had tried to defile it and everything. The Greeks were thrown out and destroyed, and they reinitiated the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Nosson Zal says here, the Beis HaMikdash is the symbol of those special yeshivas that we discussed before, where these yeshivas are involved in bringing forth new revelations in Torah, which have the ability to bring their students to good deeds and to kiyum haTorah, to fulfilling all the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is the symbol of. V'zeh b'chinas hadlokas ner Chanukah, shehu b'chinas ner mitzvah v'toira oer shel ha'yeshivois ha'gdoishois ha'meirim la'oretz v'lador maleho. This is the concept of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the candles of Chanukah that we burn. We know that candles are synonymous with Torah. There's a pasuk that says, ki ner mitzvah v'toira oer. So that these yeshivas, which are teaching students Torah for the sake of kiyum ha'mitzvois, that's like the Beis HaMikdash with its menorah in it. Ki ikar ho'or nimshach mehem. Because the main light of the world is coming from those yeshivas. Ki ha'toyrah gdoisho hi ho'or shel kol ho'orois. Because the Torah is the light of all lights. Umimeno hamshochas ha'shemen mishchas kodesh. And that's the place from which this holy oil comes from. Mishach revois kutcho la'adlako shargin u'la'anhoro butzinin. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes an expression from the Zohar HaKadosh of a holy oil that's being used to light candles and to turn on sparks, lights. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar malchus yovan orisho shamdu azal Yisrael hoyokol kinosam ala Beis HaMikdash. Because when the Greeks decided to attack Bnei Yisrael, their main problem with the Jewish people was this thing called the Beis HaMikdash that they had. The main thing that was a bone in the throats of the Greeks was that this Beis HaMikdash had a Sanhedrin in it, which was the highest body of learning. They were pumping out Torah to Klal Yisrael, and they were making the Jewish people a nation of Torah. And that's what bothered the Greeks. Ki oz, now watch how Rav Nosson Zal explains this and puts this in perspective. Ki oz bimei bayis sheni nisyastu ma'oid haboti yeshivois hakdoishos. During the time of the second Beis HaMikdash is a time when the Jewish yeshivas were becoming very firmly established. Ki oz hoyu anshei kneses hakdoilo shehem kibul kol haTorah kulo mehanaviim v'niskansu yachad harbe zekenim kedoshim v'kovu bahem yeshiva kedosha. Because at that time there was this body of 120 super rabbis, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. These were all rabbis who had received their chinuch from the Nevi'im, from the biggest tzaddikim of the previous generation. And they were getting it together at the time. And they were organizing yeshivas that were under their supervision and that were turning Klal Yisrael into a super religious, solid nation at the time. Ubiru lanu kol halachas haTorah, and they were the ones who were starting to clarify Hebrew law for Klal Yisrael. Kimi pihem onu choyim, because they are the ones whom we live from today. Our Gemara and our Shulchan Aruch and everything is based on the foundations that were established by that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Kilo hi yoydem ato shum halacha, were it not for them, we would not know any laws today. V'ze yodua, and we know there's a known fact in Yiddishkeit, ki ezeh l'umaseh oselikim, that Hashem always sets up the world where there's a balance between kedusha and tumah, between good and bad. Al kein, therefore, just as Klal Yisrael, Yiddishkeit, was getting established very firmly with the power of this Anshei Knesset HaGdol at the time, al kein hisgare oz ha-soton. Therefore, the soton put his sneakers on and started really working hard. Vehemidos boilam bote hayeshivos haroim vahamarim shel chachme yovon. And the soton started assisting in establishing educational and cultural centers of the Greeks, which were evil and bitter, shenizkaptsuos bayomim oelu, which started becoming organized during that time by Isheni. And they started organizing their cultural centers as places of gathering to promote their type of knowledge, their type of secular education, where the majority of their learning clashes with the Torah. Bifrat b'inyan kiyum ha-mitzvos ha-kedushos b'chol protein kedua. Especially when you start talking not about Jewish learning, but when you start talking about kiyum ha-mitzvos, when you start talking about keeping Shabbos and tzitzis and tefillin and all of that kind of stuff, their culture has no place for that stuff. Their culture is into a different set of rules, a different set of desires, a different set of goals, completely, than the goals of religious Jews. As is known to anybody who has studied their philosophy, anybody that studied Greek culture and Greek philosophy, which Rav Nosson Zal was obviously familiar with, understands that they were in a different ballpark completely from what the religious, what the Anshei Knesset HaGdol were promoting. The Alkane, his Garuas, and therefore the Greeks started up at the time. And their goal was to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and to destroy the Torah, to tear the Jews away from Torah. That's why they issued decrees that the Jews couldn't give a bris milah. What does bris milah have to do with Greek culture? The answer is, it bothered them. They couldn't handle that. That wasn't acceptable, that the Jews should have bris milah and study their culture. That wouldn't be good enough. They wanted to tear out the kiyum ha-mitzvos. Avol, however we know, yemin Hashem roimema, that Hashem's right hand always comes out on top, which means the yidden always eventually come out on top. V'tomid yodoy ho'al yoyna, k'moy shepirish Rashi. And as Rashi says, kaviyochel, Hashem's right hand always comes out on top. V'oso imanu was nisim v'niflom v'nayroim, and Hashem made unbelievable miracles at the time. V'hakol b'koyach ha'yeshivois ha'kdoishois. On what schus did Hashem do the miracles? On the merit of those special yeshivas at that time. Shehem Anshei Knesset HaGdol, v'hakoyanim ha'kdoshim, she'oiskim legalos ha'Torah boilam. This is based on the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, and especially Matisyahu Koyen Godel, and his sons who are Koyanim. What do Koyanim have to do with yeshivas? Rav Nosson Zal says it's a pasuk in Chumash. K'moy shekosuv, as Moshe Rabbeinu said to Levi, Yoru Mishpotecho LeYaakov, that they are the ones who are going to be the leading rabbis in Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim, who don't have to go out to work, who are reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to be the ones who are going to be the leading Torah authorities in Klal Yisrael. V'chein ato, and Rav Nosson Zal says, so too today, nowadays, Ikar Hamshochas Hanes Shel Chanukah B'chol Shono, the main ability to draw, to activate the miracles of Chanukah every single year, the Ikar Kedushas Hadlok Akdosh Shoner Chanukah, and the main holiness that's experienced through the lighting of Chanukah candles every year, Hakoil Alidei Ha'oiskim B'Toyra Be'emes, is only felt and is only experienced by and only comes into being through those Jews who are studying Torah Bemis, which means those Jews who don't keep Shabbos, but they light Hanukkah menorahs, they get something. They get a tiny, tiny drop of something from the mitzvah or from the light or from the holiness. But for sure, the Iker Kedusha is experienced and is felt only by those who are observing the Torah and studying the Torah. Shehem Bechlal B'nei HaYeshivas HaKdoshes. They are the ones who are members of these special yeshivas that we spoke about before. And Rav Nosson Zal says here, so hold on a second. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about a very small minority of Klal Yisrael then. Rav Nosson Zal says, yes. Ki afilu asoro sheyoyishvim voiskim batoiro heim bechinas yeshiva k'dosha. Because we know the Gemara says that even if 10 Yidden get together to learn Torah, that's called a yeshiva already. That can be called a place of the Shechina. Ushchina shruya b'neim. The Gemara says that's enough to have the Shechina with them. Vafilu chamisha. And the Gemara says even if a group of 5 people, even if you don't have a minion, if 5 Yidden get together to learn Torah, that's also an aguda, the Gemara calls it. And that also has the Shechina there to a degree. Vafilu shleisha, vafilu shnayim, vafilu echad, the Gemara says. Even if you have 1 Jew learning Torah, be'emes, the Gemara says in Pirkei Avos, the Shechina will be with him. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Kimavur ba'mishnah Avos. V'ho'ikar, but Rav Nosson says the main thing you need to know here is, v'ho'ikar hu ha'iskim b'shvil ho'emes. The main thing is it depends on what are they learning for. What's the purpose of the learning? The main thing is if they're learning for the sake of emes, which means lilmoid ulalameid lishmar velasoy silakayim. Those people who are learning with the understanding that anything that I'm going to learn here, whether it's any halacha, whether it's any midotayv or anything, I'm going to immediately examine myself and see where I'm holding in that. And if I have to change, I'm going to make the changes. Whether it's going to take talking to friends, whether it's going to take tefillah, whether it's going to take crying, whether it's going to be speaking to rebbes, whatever it's going to take to see to it that my learning should be bedafka lishmor v'lasoy silakayim. Hashoyavim das haTorah k'dosha me'rebi amiti. Those people who are drawing knowledge of Torah from a true rebbe. Asher mehem ikro ho'er kanal, where that's where the main light of Torah is coming from. Shezeh b'chinas kedushas ner chanukah kanal. That's what those Chanukah candles really represent. Ki o'er ner chanukah ze b'chinas amkus ho'etzois shenizgala mitoch oimek ha'choshech. Rav Nosson Zal explains here, the Chanukah candles are lit at night, right? Number one. Number two, these candles, the light on them is about an inch high or a half an inch high. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us here now that the symbol of these little candles burning in amidst all the darkness represents the concept of a Jew being zeichet to Eitzah Tova, to receiving real good advice as to how to live properly. Because when the Torah speaks about a Jew being zeichet to Eitzah Tova, it's called Shenizgala mitoch oimek ha'choshech. True advice is something that comes to person from the depths of darkness. As the Pasuk says about Hashem, Goyle amukois mini choshech. Kavyochel Hashem brings forth deep thoughts, deep knowledge from the darkness. And Rav Nosson Zal says that's the symbol when we light these Chanukah candles, we're showing that we're not just dealing here with stam learning. We're dealing here with the essence of Torah. And the essence of Torah is being able to draw the advice of Torah. Being able that every hour you're learning, you're receiving Eitzah Tova as to how to live, how to improve your life, how to become better. Begashmias, better Baruchnias, more mesuder, more neat, more menschlich, and more religious. More Tikkun HaBris, more Shviras Titus Momo in Tav HaShena. Bechinas Oyer HaEitzah, the concept of the light of good advice. Kamashakosav Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that we're dealing with here, Maimar Chazal, Bereisho Chashucha Vohod Anohira. The Gemara says that Hashem created the world originally Vayhi Erev Vayhi Voker. First there was night, and then there was day. And the concept of morning, the concept of the light coming forth from the darkness, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, is the concept of a Yid being zeichet to Eitzah Tova. Because in order to be zeichet to Eitzah Tova, the person has to first see that he's in a darkness. He has to realize that he doesn't know. If a person thinks he knows, you can't give him any advice. You can't show him anything. It's only if a person is coming from Choshech, then it's possible to look for light and to turn on a light where that light will dispel the darkness.